One aspect of high school freshman Unique Johnson's personality hindered her in school.
As you can tell, I'm a very quiet person, so I'm like very shy at like asking for help because I'm scared someone's going to like laugh at me because I don't understand it like everyone else does.
Since she never reached out for help, she never earned anything higher than a C. In fact, mostly she earned Fs. Her I-STEP score always hovered on either side of passing, and in seventh grade, she had to repeat two classes because of that failing score. When she started her freshman year at Fishers High School, this trend continued.
Did you get A's on tests when you were in Fishers?
Not once, never.
And how many have you gotten since you've got here?
Almost every test.
Johnson started getting A's after she transferred to Options Charter School, a school where a lot of the students have stories similar to Johnson. Maybe they fell behind in a traditional school, were kicked out, or are struggling with personal or emotional issues and need a smaller environment to succeed academically.
You'll see all their names are on the above, and it's their first names. And that's important.
Standing in the middle of one of the school's hallways, Principal Michelle Walden points up to the ceiling tiles. Students' names are written across each one. And it's about making them feel included. Each student also gets 30 minutes each day of one-on-one time with a teacher to catch up and make sure they're on track. Walden says all of this helps students feel more comfortable.
And so if they feel like they belong here and they own it, then they start to believe in education again, believe in themselves, and then we see achievement.
But the gradual achievement Walden talks about is hard to measure. Options was one of two failing schools that went before the board in March. Hoosier Academy Virtual Charter School is the other one. They both serve a similar population of students and don't easily fit in the state's A through F accountability model. Because A through F grades are calculated by comparing student scores in a school to each other, the low score of one student at a big school won't bring down the school's grade. But at a smaller school like Options, where most kids are starting from a lower vantage point, an F grade is almost inevitable. But Options president Mike Gustin says despite failing grades for the schools, most students show improvement from the moment they come through the door, something state board members recognize.
We start getting some real positive feedback like, wow, we get what you're doing. It's an important piece of this community, of any community, I think, is to have a high quality alternative program. And they don't want us to go away. They just want us to be held accountable. And that's what we want.
At the March board meeting, the board voted to let both Options and the virtual charter school show improvement in the next year before coming back to the board and considering a consequence. Most of the board members acknowledge these schools serve unique populations, but board member Gordon Hendry said it's not fair to let these schools off the hook from accountability for a year when other districts, including Indianapolis Public Schools, don't get the same treatment.
It seems to me a little bit disingenuous to hold those schools in the district accountable when many of the kids may have similar, if not the same, challenges that this charter school kids had.
Hendry says he voted against giving the schools a year off from consequences because he thinks the authorizer of these charters, Ball State University, needs to help these schools succeed and be held accountable if they don't. While Walden and Gustin believe there should be a different system that applies to schools like Options, that's not possible under federal law. The State Board of Education does have flexibility, though, in deciding how to address the failure. They could enlist the authorizer to provide services for these students based on struggles, like mental health services, or have state board staff work with the school on a strategic plan. It's all new territory for the board, its staff, and the Department of Education to figure out. But for students attending these schools, like Unique Johnson, failure is not the dominant theme of her education anymore.
I recently started to get more A's in math, which is my worst subject. And so, like, it's just bumped up way much more than I ever thought it would be. And I actually feel happier when I go home and I'm not scared to tell my aunt that, hey, so we had a test and I got an A on it.
Options in the Hoosier Academy Virtual Charter School will come before the board in 1 year, when the group will then decide what course of action to take for these schools. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.